Sergeant Joey Garcia. I work for Hickory Apache Nation Department of Corrections. I am the Chief of Security and Assistant Administrator up there. Been in law enforcement for approximately 23 years, but before that I was an EMT when I first got out of high school. So been an EMT for a while now, let my license lapse, I'm getting it back now. So.
You got a story you want to tell us?
Well, we have one story of probably about, it was on about 11:30 at night, somewhere around there. Dispatch called us out, and we're a volunteer service, so we have to drive to our ambulance house, and ambulances are parked in an old fire department building that we had with the big wooden doors. Mm-hmm.
And the original ambulance was actually out on transport.
Yeah, we were on a backup call is what it was. So we get called out to a motor vehicle accident. And we drive up to the
approximate area.
We couldn't find no...
No accident.
No accident. So we drive up to the ambulance house. And we figure we'll take the ambulance out. It's got two doors, two big wooden doors that... garage doors that come out that are on each side. Well, we get to the ambulance doors, and when we try to open the door to get the ambulance out, we notice that one of the doors had fallen through or fallen down, mm-hmm. and there was a big space at the top. So we try to lift that door. What happened is the individual that was in the accident actually wrecked into the ambulance house.
Went straight through the door and hit our training trailer.
Wow.
But what she did was she took out the two bottom wooden pieces of the garage door. So when the car went through, she took out the two, and then it fell down. So that's why we could never find our accident. Luckily, the ambulance that we were supposed to be on was in the next bay, so.
So you were able to?
And we were able to.
Transport her?
Yeah, we were able to do the accident, take the ambulance out, and didn't have to go anywhere for it.
And fix the garage door later?
The garage door was fixed later, and it was replaced with a metal one, so. But yeah.
It was actually replaced with barn doors.
Yeah, with barn doors, yeah.
It's an old building.
Right.
It's not in use anymore.
But she went straight through, missed the walls, missed everything, just went straight through the door.
And hit the training trailer right in the back.
Yeah. Luckily, she wasn't too hurt, but she was highly intoxicated. So.
That's a good story.
Yeah, that's what we've got. And I don't think anybody would believe it if they wouldn't have seen it.
We drove up and down the road and never bothered to look at our garage until we pull up to it, and I was like, there's like a light shining through the top, but our doors had windows mm-hmm. on the top, so we didn't think anything of it.
Right.
Walk in the side door to look, it's like, oh man, look over to the other side, and like, there's something missing here, and you walk in and there's the car. Just
yeah,
dispatch didn't believe us either that we found it inside the ambulance garage.
Crazy.
So, cool. Yeah, that's our story.
Great.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSResponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.